Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up, what's up?
We are back from a different season.
Yeah.
And with a different concept, we're coming here. By the way, I'm Moha.
I am Toms.
Yes, we are all here. And this season, our perspective for this podcast is that, like, we dive deep in the basics of life. Questions.
Yeah.
Like, what do we have here?
Basics of concepts, I must say, also as well. Yeah, we're going to discuss and pose questions and dive deeper into understanding.
Understanding, for example, like fear or
stress, pain,
conformity. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, anything that comes to mind, for example, friendship, maybe like relationship or like love or like compassion or pleasure or whatever. And we are not like experts.
No, not at all.
So we are just here to basically have fun
to talk about topics.
And then like dive deeper. Maybe we can discuss something that it will emerge something for us, first of all.
And if completely,
And if it helps someone, right?
Then it's even better.
Yeah. And if completely. So that's the situation.
Nice to meet you all.
Well, and, let's go.
It's good. Let's do it. Apples.
Apples, man. How's it going?
This a bit tired from yesterday, but it's okay.
But this idea of like eating one fruit. Have you heard of like this one apple takes the doctor away?
Yeah, the apple a day takes the doctor away, man.
Is this true?
Completely.
whenever I'm eating an apple, back of my mind I have this idea about it, honestly.
About a doctor,
I'm eating an apple, I'm like, okay, my sickness
fucking
are
doctor,
all
you better stay away, man.
Yeah, like, all away, all the doctors are like, I don't see any doctor anymore.
Me neither. Haven't seen the doctor in like 6 months.
Wow. I got sick very badly for 3 days.
Shit.
I don't know if I told you,
you have like an apple.
Yeah, probably. Probably. I mean, I didn't see a doctor. Maybe I had an apple. Conformity?
Yeah.
Is this some sort of a conformity? Like, when you say something, for example, one apple per day will keep the doctor away from you. Like, and then this becomes a slogan, and then like everybody kind of follows it, and they're like, oh, and it might become like something fun, right?
Yeah.
At first you would be like saying it funnily.
Yeah.
Kinda.
And then
afterward you do actually might
fucking think about it in your own head. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you do this based on this like slogan.
Yeah, and
does
then
that
it
work
creates
that way?
Like identity of a group, like
I know.
Fucking eating apples.
I know, I know.
Keeping doctors away. Yeah. It could be. Yeah, it could be. Like could work like that. Yeah. And
what do you think about the conformity?
Do you
have any description for the word itself?
Conformity, I think from social perspective is just like a social pressure that like impacts our daily lives, like daily everyday lives.
Mm-hmm.
Like for example, if you if you live in a society where it's good to eat apples to keep the doctor away, I mean you're gonna probably buy apples to identify with the society in which you live in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can like try to describe it like that.
Exactly. Like, imagine that you were living in a society that like everybody start like eating an apple every morning.
Yeah.
Like it was a tradition. Cultural force or whatever.
Yeah.
And then like you wake up and like I don't feel like an apple.
Yeah, but I have to eat it.
But I have to eat it because if I don't,
I'm gonna other stand people, out. Yeah.
Other people will be like, "Why are you not eating an apple?"
Yeah, what's wrong? What?
Well, yeah, what is wrong with you? Yeah. Like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. You
so
know?
That's
and
why
then
we're
like
eating apples today, man.
Yeah, and then we are eating an apple today. I mean, this has to be something.
Yeah.
And honestly, but like, I wanna dive deeper. Like, yeah. What's the point of this episode? Is that like, we want to understand if conformity has any form of good in our society,
yeah,
and in ourselves. First of all, of course, this is the whole idea of the podcast.
How does
like
it impact ourselves first,
like,
and then,
and like we want to know if we can go find the root of this, and also like try to figure out why we conform.
Yeah.
Did you ready to do this?
Yeah, completely. I can already name one example.
Yeah.
Social pressure. Yeah, one of the things that usually like can make you do certain things that you actually don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you identify with certain culture as well, you can like.
But don't you have a choice? Sorry to interrupt you, but yeah. Don't you have a choice? For example, I mean, of course, everybody else is like pressuring you.
Yeah.
But like, can you not stop yourself from not doing it?
Yeah. Well, obviously, you have a choice. Yeah. But by taking that choice, by stopping, for example, certain action that everybody does around you, it like creates like this difference, you know, between mm-hmm. you and them. Mm-hmm. And then from that also comes like all the other interesting things like fear, anxiety, and all that. Mm-hmm. So what are they gonna think about me? Why am I like fucking? I didn't eat an apple today. Well, obviously this is
just an example.
Yeah, an example,
course.
Like funny, yeah, joke. But it's if we think like if we try to speak more serious about it, it can like. Have a lot of serious effects on people.
But
and that's crazy, man.
What is it that we became this species between all the animals? I mean, I don't know about other animals. We don't want to get into that,
of course.
But like, what is it that we have that we get along? We go with this peer pressure or we conform to what is?
Yeah.
What is it? What do you think?
I think it's just like your question. Can you repeat the question?
What is it that we conform? What is it
Why is it?
Yeah, why is it like human beings, for example, feel anxious when they don't conform to the flow of the society that, for example, goes that way.
Yeah.
And then like be like, oh, if I don't go that way. Everybody else would also like understand that I'm not going that way.
Yeah.
Therefore, hey, I'm different. And
yeah.
Like, if I'm different, then I would be outside probably of the society, right?
Yeah. I think it has to do like with the fear of not being part of something, in some cases as well.
Okay.
Like you want to be part of something. You want to like find your like. Group your inner circle, you know, mm-hmm. your family, because mm-hmm. that at the end of the day I think that creates like this sense of security as well.
Mm-hmm.
And any thoughts on this topic from your perspective as well? Or?
Well, honestly, when I think about it, as we just go on and like this thoughts and this like course the memories of my knowledge, well, what I read books and like you see on the internet, for example, this type of conform, like this peer pressure and this conformity comes from like you not being accepted in the tribe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you have
specific criteria,
like you have this group of people that they have this rule or this culture or this tradition, and then you're not really allowing yourself or like not allowing yourself, but like you don't really like go along with that specific thing, mm-hmm. specific cultural thing.
Yeah.
And then that tribe kicks you out of that community, and then like you're gonna be left alone in the wild, mm-hmm. and then like that over time, it caused people and human beings to be afraid of this, like being left alone.
Yeah,
out of the tribes and out of the society. Therefore, they just accept or they just conform to what other people say or what their friends say or what their like parents say. What their culture say or whatever.
You know,
and then like they just like, oh, for example, yes, this is something that like my country said, then like I'll follow it. No question asked. Like this is it.
Yeah.
You know, like good, bad. Like in my mind, I wouldn't think about it, because if I think about it, I might get somewhere that, for example, hey, this is not good.
Yeah.
Or this is good, for example, or whatever. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And then like that conclusion for myself, it will create conflict. Do you see what I mean?
Conflict
between my conclusion and the conclusion that the society like reached, or the people that they made the rules and the culture reached.
Yeah, well, you will have your own opinion on this the situation at the end of the day, right?
Of course. It has to be. That's the thing. I feel like
because if you don't have your own opinion, you're just following.
Exactly. So let's not jump to a conclusion that conformity is bad, because I think we still have to talk about it. Or I don't want to say it's bad or good.
No, or a good thing
at all.
It's just the social factor.
Yeah, it is a social factor, but we want to question this.
Yeah.
As much as we can.
Yeah.
Like, see if we can get to the bottom of this. Like, why is it really that human beings, as we are right now, and then we are like here, we're talking, and we want to know exactly what is going on.
Yeah.
So let's question this. What is it about this, for example, that like it brings up a question, or like you see bad, or you see like something that it's shady about it, or not shady, or good, for example.
Yeah, I think
tell me
like,
about it.
I think you can like observe it like also in every workspace as well. Mm-hmm. Like for example, if you like start working in a new enterprise, obviously you're gonna at first, like, you know, you're gonna be handed a sheet of like basic rules of the office. What do they do? What like they don't do? Well, what happened? Like in my specific situation, I started like working in this association with people with like Down syndrome, and there was also like a certain hierarchy, you know,
mm-hmm.
how the things work, and I think sometimes it can be also like a normal thing to have, but like obviously there can be also like negative things coming out of it as well, like as we actually discussed, like behind scenes about like the studies have shown, like about the people administrating.
Tell me about it. Can you tell me about like, it like more, like about both of them, because you know it better.
Well, there was a study that like conducted an experiment on the effect of the authority, like the person who is in authority on the people who has to do something. For example, they administrated electric shocks to people,
mm-hmm.
and I think the conclusion on the study was that like 65% of the people who were supposed to like deposit like the electrical shocks to another human being deposited them even though they like saw the human being right in front of them like shaking and all that, just mm-hmm. because of the authority that like told them to do it. So there's also like
the person was actually in front of them.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
They could like saw it, like see it, like they administrated it, like fucking, I don't know, like 50, 60, 70 volts.
And it was a real shock? It wasn't.
It wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah, but they just thought actors. Yeah. So mm-hmm. That's why it was like social experiment. But they actually, that was the interesting thing about it, because if like And that revealed also some psychological like factors or effects as well, because it showed that like if you are in the position where somebody has control over you, you in some way lose some type of responsibility on the things that you have, like on the things that you do. And that was also like really interesting, and also probably one of the factors why conformity is still existing really, really strongly in mm-hmm. our society right now. Mm-hmm.
So, but by this, are you saying that, for example, conformity and like this giving out the responsibility of yours to somebody else,
it would
bring down the pressure of what you do?
Oh yeah, completely.
So therefore people like become more comfortable
with administrating shocks to other people,
and of course that, but also they become comfortable living somehow, because they don't feel responsible for what they do.
They're just like following orders.
Exactly. So like following orders, it would be easier for them somehow,
because you don't have to think about
the consequences. The consequences, because you're not really responsible. A responsible person is not a person. Crazy. There's always somebody else to blame.
Right, he told me to do it.
He told me to do it. So somebody comes tomorrow, you're like, he's dead. You killed him.
Well,
and then like he
the guy just left.
The guy who told me to do it.
Yeah, just jumped out of the window.
He just went there.
The responsibility is also a really like important factor, I think.
Yeah.
What do you think about this? Like, more deeply getting into it.
I saw one of my friends send me reels on Instagram.
Okay. Yeah.
And of course, before this, we were talking about it.
Yeah.
There were like six people sitting in the room.
Yeah.
And then this paper. Now, on the paper, you have three lines.
Okay.
And then, like, one line is like on the left side of the paper.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's that the question is like, which of this tree line aligns with this one line here?
Yeah. I know the study, what you're talking about.
Yeah. What is the name of it? Do you know it?
I don't know the exact name of it, but I know like the...
What was the name of the other one that you explained?
I think it was like something about like electric shock administrating. Like,
okay. But you told me something about like as well, like it was German something.
Ah, that was the professor. Well, the scientist that did that.
That's old one, right?
Yeah, the Asch one.
Asch well, one.
Yeah, German.
German.
Yeah. Well, wait a second. I'll see it. I think. One moment. The experiment that you're talking about is like Solomon Asch line experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Which examined like normative conformity, what happened was that like participants were shown a line, as you said, and had to choose the matching line from three options. They were placed in groups with actors, confederates, who intentionally gave the wrong answer, and even though the answer was obviously wrong, about 75% of people confirmed at least once just to go along with the group.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
That's fucking.
And the funny thing about like the video I saw, the girl like who was the wrong answer. This is the wrong answer. The right answer is something else.
Yeah.
The first time she gave a wrong answer.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, of course it's not that. It's this. And then the second time it was like, no. Oh.
That's so crazy how situation like, changes like that.
And she was like, in an instant, fuck it, you know. Who cares? Let's just go along.
And it also shows that like how sometimes it can be really difficult to like stand your own ground as well, you know, with your own opinion.
I mean, it is difficult. It is difficult. I believe that there is something in us, honestly, deep in our nature, that it kind of like giggles, that's the wrong word, absolutely. It's like it kind of grabs
yeah
your what it grabs something and you cannot really like stand
yeah
you know it's I don't know if you know the feeling, right? Because, for example, it might happen to me, mm-hmm. for example. You know, for example, you're in a group.
Yeah.
They're saying something.
Yeah.
Right? They're like, hey, for example, Nice is in the north of France.
Yeah.
yeah. Nice is in the north of France. And you're like... And everybody's like, yes. Yeah. you know?
It is, yeah.
And,
also, yeah.
And you're like...
Small life situations.
What am I supposed to do? Like, there are 20 people, and one person is like, Nice is like, in the north of France. yeah. And I'm like, what am I supposed to say? I mean, we're like, no, it's not. It's in the south. And we'll be like, this fucking ridiculous guy. Like, what are you talking about? We all know it's in the north. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
oh, who
yeah,
do you know?
Yeah. Like,
It happens to all of us.
Yeah.
I mean, it happened to me as well. Like,
yeah.
It happens.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, in simple settings, for example, if you go out to the bar, for example, and you see all the people, like, dancing, obviously, you're gonna, you know, to integrate the fucking vibe, you're gonna go into it and just, like, well, I will try to dance as
like
well, you know?
Clubs itself.
Yeah.
Concert clubs, I don't know, gatherings, revolution, whatever.
Yeah.
Some people don't even know why are they going out. For example, for revolution, some people go out, they don't...
Yeah.
Everybody is out. Let's go out. I mean, let's not, like, you know, be left out. I'm pretty sure some people do that.
Yeah.
They are not even sure... Like, why are they really doing this?
Yeah, I like that you mentioned it, because I remember right now the, like, specific time in my high school where, you know, sometimes you, like, had the these fucking alarm checks, you know, of mm-hmm. school alarms, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, ooh, like, fucking one day, once a year, there was a check just to see, and it was so interesting that, like, we just, like, heard the song. Well, not the song, but the sound. And fucking all, like, sheep just went, like, directly outside. And everybody was just, like, standing around. Just like, oh, is it, like, the real fucking thing? Or just, like, a check? Because, like, the usual check that we do every year? Or is something really burning? or, you know, like, it raises a lot of questions. But, like, you're there.
Of course.
And you, like, you just... go with the well obviously it's a bit like more like how to say strict example in this situation, because they have to do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like the school administration, they have to like check it and then like to see and
but they have to say it
they
have to say it beforehand, so
yeah,
like
yeah but like they usually didn't say to us. They just like, oh, okay, well,
no, that's
like,
wrong.
Oh, okay, that's a check one. Okay,
that,
well.
That's wrong. Like, for this kind of like scenarios, if you're doing check or if you're doing like a mock training for something like that, you need to say it beforehand, because if you say it beforehand, it's going to be like a practice.
People
know it's a practice.
Yeah.
Then if you don't say it to them and then they come out after, like, you know, being stressed and anxious and like all this. And then, like, you would be like, oh, this was just a practice. And then, like, you do it again every year.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
when the real time comes, and you're like, it's a practice.
That's so true. That's
so, like, this is absolutely bullshit to do this. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to do that. So, please don't do that.
No, but, like, yeah, it's messed up. Imagine if there's, like, one or couple of persons who actually, like, think that there is a fucking emergency, you know?
Yeah.
At that point, mm-hmm. they're, like, fucking,
yeah.
all stressed out
of
and
course,
all.
Of
yeah.
course, there are people that, like, they might, like, you know, have a shock. Or
yeah. But they like and then like the conformity action happens when everybody is just fucking going out on the street, just looking around, just like, oh yeah, well, yeah. It's how long is it gonna take, right?
And then, well,
yeah.
All right, we talk about the conformity. How does the superficial and all the scenarios that we have with conformity? But what we really want is that, like, what we can learn about conformity, and as we learn it. Maybe we can, because as we discussed it,
yeah.
conformity means that, like, you're blindly following something or someone.
Most of the time, yeah.
Because either you are, like, I am blindly, like, following some idea or some slogan, some, like, whatever, or a book that I read.
Yeah.
And I just
fucking go for it. Yeah, going straight at it. Right? Yeah.
So if I do that, that means, like, I don't have my personal thinking about it. I don't have a personal opinion about it. Like,
yeah.
If somebody told me, like, drink a poison is good for you.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to drink a poison. You have to, like, research it before doing that properly beforehand for yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe drinking poison would be good for you.
Alcohol. For example.
But what I'm saying is that, like, so what can we do? So we till now, we understand conformity in any form of it.
Yeah.
It's a destructive thing for human beings. Do you agree with
in
that?
In every form?
In every form. Do you agree with that?
I wouldn't say it's destructive all the time. Well, always. I wouldn't say it's like...
Tell me a scenario that it's not destructive.
Well, I can take the same example about the school emergency sirens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In some way, it can be also positive, because in that case, when you also, in that moment, don't know what to do, should I go fucking hide somewhere?
No, or should... Like, okay.
Yeah.
I see the confusion. There is scenarios...
Yeah.
That... we need to conform because we don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And that can be also a positive
thing. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. For example, when you're in need something to do something, you want to build a house. You don't know how to build a house, and you cannot learn it.
Yeah.
So, like, an architecture comes and, like, do this, and you do that, and it's perfect.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about... that's not really conformity. What I'm saying about conformity is that, like, you do something. Conformity means that, like, somebody or something or a book or a podcast or a movie or whatever psychologically affects your brain somehow,
mm-hmm.
that you do things
without thinking
about it.
And that's why you think it's destructive?
Like, yeah.
Because you don't think... Because you about what you're doing?
Because you don't know really why are you doing it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and
maybe that thing you're doing is good.
Yeah.
For example, I don't know, like, somebody tells you writing is good. Right? Okay. Writing is a good thing, and then, like, you should do it. Like, okay. Writing, you should
practice writing.
Yeah, like, you should practice writing. You should, for example, write your daily life, or, like, write story, write something.
Yeah, okay.
Right? It's good for your brain. Somebody might tell you that, right?
Yeah, but I can see that. Yeah, okay.
But you could see that. Yeah. Why? Because it sounds nice.
Okay. Sounds nice.
What is it?
Yeah, well...
But you don't really know if writing is good or not. I'm just saying it to you. You cannot really accept that it's good.
Yeah.
Because I'm saying it, I'm coming out of the street and telling you, like, writing is good. Maybe writing is bad. Who tells that, like, writing because all the people write?
Yeah.
Like, have to write. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I will try to understand you. Well, for example, I'm looking at it from
ask questions.
Yeah.
I can explain. Like,
yeah. Like, I'm looking at it from, like, more scientific perspective. Like,
mm-hmm.
that I know that, like, writing as a practice is really good for, like, brain and memory and all that
scientifically, right? Yes. So, like, you go on the internet, there is a paper, right? It says 50%, 70%, 80% of people, 99.9% of people, when they write, they become, like, less anxious, less stress, whatever.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You unless you start writing, and really see the effect of it, you cannot really say that helps. Is that true? That's or am true. I just saying something out of blue?
No, that's true. Yeah. Before you practice it, you can't really like see the real effects behind
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you haven't really seen it. So you cannot really talk about it either. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, in that way, you're like thinking of conformity in that way that you're like blindly doing something.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm saying just not like following religion.
Yeah.
It's some sort of conformity.
Yeah. Completely.
Following culture is some sort of a conformity. Tradition. Yeah, obviously. It's conformity.
Yeah.
Right? For example, if you, I don't know, like there are a lot of myths that we have in our culture.
Yeah, go fucking find a chicken in the, like during the Christmas season.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Or like, for example, when you say something good about someone, you have it as well, like you knock on the wood thingy.
Yeah, like the,
right? This is something that we have and...
Like
superstitions.
Yeah, superstitions.
So superstitions are like some sort of a conformity.
Yeah, like...
Right?
Yeah,
but we really have to ask,
why are you doing this?
Why are you really doing this? Because it's the, and it's destructive. I see it as a destructive thing because it takes energy in our mind.
But don't you think it like kind of also like makes the economy of energy as well, like in some sort of way that like you don't have to like basically think about it what you're doing, so you don't like use the energy in your like fucking brain. And
conformity takes up energy because it separates you from you really who you are to what you want to be
or what you should be
or what you should
be. Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And it separates you. Because you're really not this. You are aggressive, for example. And I'll tell you like, Toms, you're not supposed to be aggressive. You should be peaceful. You should be like next Gandhi, for example.
Yeah.
And you from tomorrow you go out, you're like, hello everyone. good morning to you, sir, you know. And then back of your mind, you're actually violent.
Yeah.
Right?
Because it's the hidden anger.
Because you are simply following what I said.
Yeah.
Is this true?
Yeah, following the rules of like someone else. Yeah.
Because you're not really what I said.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah, it's an idea.
It's an idea.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's an idea. Conformity.
Yeah.
It's about accepting an idea
to be the
better person. But who is the better person?
But that also raises an interesting question. To be a better person for who? For you or for others? And in that case, for others.
Exactly.
Because they're asking.
And if you want to be a better person, look at for yourself.
Yeah.
If violence or anger or whatever
is your passion, just fucking go off, brother. Like, you know, like violence and anger is your, like, you know.
No, it's not anybody's passion, dude.
Well, UFC fighters would tell otherwise.
Violence and anger, it's nobody's passion, dude. That's absolutely, I don't believe in that. I don't think that's true.
Like, look at the boxing champions, man. Conor McGregor.
No.
Well, I know, it's all, like, that's also, like, it's also some type of conformity as well. Because he's making these huge marketing campaigns and like saying like, yeah, I'm gonna, you know, beat everybody
and be
the first, like,
and
number one in the world.
What I'm saying is that like as human beings, we have to look at this.
Yeah.
We really have to.
And to like
dive deep in understanding of like, why are we following someone
or
something, a book. A text.
It is really important.
You go on Instagram these days, people like write stuff about relationship. This one is different than the other one.
Yeah.
You know, and one of them is violent, one of them is not. One of them is like, who was this bald guy?
Andrew Tate.
Like
top G.
Yeah. Top G, whatever. Like so many people followed him. For what reason? Why do you think people conform to him?
I think just massive heartbreak for young guys.
Yeah, could be. Because for example, the guys went out, they got rejected or whatever, and they're like, "Oh fuck, all the girls, like all the girls are bad, like we are good business. And like you know, just all strong boys and all that." Like,
fuck men this, don't have feelings.
You're not supposed to feel feelings and all that, and then like you need to go to the gym, dude, and all
every
this.
Day, 6 a.m.
No, this is completely
fucked up.
This is complete horseshit. I'm sorry to say this.
It is. It's horseshit. The Hustlers University.
You need to.
Do you know about it or no?
No.
It's like the university created by Andrew Tate. Like, and it includes like all the like small marketing things that he uses for his business. I'm imagining, and then like he's giving like lessons about how to like scale your business, scale your marketing, scale your fucking income and all that. Like,
seriously, is it real? Is it now?
It's a real thing. You can buy it online. I've never bought it, honestly. I was at one point I was like considering like maybe buying it, but at the end of it I was like, nah, man.
This dude is just using manipulation.
Yeah, he's using anger.
He's using anger, whatever. Yeah. He's using his traumas or whatever.
Yeah.
To manipulate people.
Yeah.
And this is not right. Young people. And this is not right.
All the 16, 15, 14-year-olds, you know. Yeah.
Whatever. But what do we have here? We actually have four minutes
left.
Holy shit!
It's so fucking fast.
Like this,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, what do we have to get to a conclusion here? Is that like we need to ask ourselves, right?
Yeah.
What is really conformity, and if conformity good or bad?
Yeah, and ask like a question: why am I doing like certain things in certain situations, and if I'm like if it's coming from like inside of me, like if I like really want to do it, or I'm just doing it because everybody else around me is doing it, you
exactly
know?
Exactly. Yeah. Because if you are doing something based on somebody else's opinion,
yeah, well, you're not doing like, you know,
or based on your society, based on your what your parents told you, that's also conformity.
Yeah, completely, right? Obviously. Yeah.
So if you're doing something based on an idea of somebody else,
yeah,
right, you are absolutely not free.
Yeah, that's not. It's not even your own
decision.
Idea. Yeah, yeah.
And
it's
you're
not
your
decision. Yeah.
This like, free choice. What is this? That
free will.
Free will, or like not free will, but like, what do we say? We say that like we have our own choosing. Like we choose like where we go, what we do, and stuff like that. How do you call this? Like,
I know that there's a like
a specific word for it.
Like concept for, well, it's a bit different.
Free choice. I think free choice could be like,
yeah,
like giving the
free
meaning
will.
Here.
No, I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah. But like,
we'll say like free choice. Like you can choose whatever.
Something as freedom of speech.
Yes.
But like in a different setting. Like
yeah, but
in
like
an
you're
action.
Not you're not really free.
Yeah, you're just yeah. That's so fucked up. Like you think you're free, but you're still like following like rules of the society.
That's what I'm saying.
At the same time.
That is the reason that we need to think about this.
Yeah.
As deeply as possible.
Yeah.
To not and the again, because conformity makes separation, as we talked about.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because there is an ideal that he created.
Yeah.
By the society's expectation, by your parents' expectations.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like there is something else that is you.
Yeah.
Right? And then like
as
this
an
that
in, as
and this,
an individual.
This as an individual. Yeah, yeah. And this is a separation.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
In order to improve, not improve, but like
change it.
Change.
Yeah.
Change drastically.
Yeah.
Because you need a drastic change in this. And if you want to change this, I feel that you cannot really change it in this level of the conformity. You have to come back to what is. You need to come back who you really are.
Yeah, to your own self.
To your own self. Yeah. And then make this separation, first of all. And end the separation, first of all.
Yeah.
And then be who you really are. And then from that, you will see an action. You will see something that you can do.
Yeah, and you really can do. You will see what you like, what you want to do, like, by your own ideas, you know?
Yeah. But like, well, yeah, exactly. What you need to do, because if you see something that, if you see violence as it is, the movement from violence, it's not non-violence. It's not.
Yeah. What is it then?
From violence, you just step out of it. There's no non-violence, because non-violence is an idea.
Okay. Yeah, it's not a real thing.
It's not. We can talk about this. We can talk about it. Like I can show you why I mean this.
Yeah.
Because it's not clear. Right now, right.
Well, yeah. You should explain it more.
Well, we can put it for the next episodes and all that, because we don't have that much time.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think again, what's really important here is that we dive deeper, exactly as you said, in our decision, daily decisions of our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not be discriminative. Not how do you call it? That's an absolute wrong word.
Discriminatory. Fucking, yeah.
Not criticize ourselves. Like, let's make it simple.
Yeah.
Not criticize
discriminate.
Ourselves. Discriminate. Oh, discriminate ourselves. Like, yeah. Or not like discriminate our actions.
Yeah.
But just stay with them.
And observe them and understand them.
And observe them and understand them and like see what is it exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why you do this? Because if you criticize, you're gonna make a separation again.
Yeah.
Because the criticisms come from that good being.
Yeah.
That you created. And that creation is out of society again. Do you know? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So that criticizer is just an idea.
Completely.
Yeah. It's just an idea.
Just try to like look at it from
and that's
other perspective.
Exactly, and that's the 100% reason for not the real change.
Yeah. The ideal, you mean?
The ideal is the
100% like reason to not
behind change something? behind the change, the real change that has to happen.
Okay, yeah.
Because it criticizes it gives you it gives you time, because you're like, oh, if I'm not non-violent today, then what's the point? For example, I have to be, and I have to, and then you're like, you try to be non-violent, you know. I'm not saying be violent.
Be That's violent, kids. Be violent.
I'm not saying be violent.
Yeah.
But the right action, it's no action.
That's
In that
the revolution's moment, coming, guys.
No but action.
Yeah, I see what you mean. What I mean? Yeah.
Well, you have something to add?
We actually we were supposed to eat apples during this episode.
Let's have
let's just have one bite.
One bite and then say goodbye.
And this is saying goodbye.
Let's go.
Cheers, man.
Cheers.
Holy fuck! It's so fucking. Very good apple.
See you.
See ya.